even a second or less than a second of silence will put you in touch with the divine within you. I'm very delighted to do this program after many years of gap of appearing in live programs. I'm doing this Guru Purnima. It's not my decision, it's God's decision. So I want to welcome all of you, and I want to give some introduction to Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima, Guru is, simply means one who removes ignorance. How does he remove ignorance? By remaining silent. And then by looking at him, you know you are in touch with your own self or the divine. Guru is one who removes ignorance, and Purnima means the full moon. A special energy comes to the earth plane on this Guru Purnima day, the full moon of the Guru day. And this is the most important day for not only the students, but also for the gurus. All the gurus from all galaxies come to the earth plane because the earth plane is so precious. It's not just a place for punishment. No, it is a place where you can learn a lot. It is even sometimes said that better than heaven, you know. So it's a great opportunity for you to participate in Guru Purnima and learn how to go deep within. And then I'm going to cram into a few sessions I'm doing, a lot of material. We will probably start with Patanjali. Patanjali is the father of yoga, who is the one who wrote the Yoga Sutras. Very short sutras. Sutra means aphorisms, and where he will explain everything within a word, with two words, three words, four words, not more than that. It is so tightly packed, unless there is a guru, it is very difficult to understand. So they are all geared to one thing, and that is to develop super mind, not the mind that thinks like 35 to 50 thoughts in a minute. But to be thought free is yoga. Yogas chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is stopping the mind, not just physical exercise. Physical exercise is also yoga, but it is called the hatha yoga. So since we have very limited time, and I wanted to give you a sense of what I'm going to do for you, as far as the Patanjali's yogas, Ashtanga yoga is concerned, in there are three, four steps I will talk a little bit, but not in this session, but they are more like Yama, Niyama, do's and don'ts, which we don't, you know, don't lie, don't steal, don't hurt people. They are very important because discipline is very important. So they are also the initial steps of the Patanjali's yoga, Ashtanga yoga, Yama and Niyama, what to do and what not to do, you know. And then there is asanas, which you also know, the physical postures, which you do your hatha yoga. So I'm not going to, you know, all these things you know somewhat, and then, so I'm going to skip those steps and I'll go to the most important step is pranayama. Pranayama is not simply the breathing exercise, no. It has to do with prana, the life force, which is more than oxygen. Oxygen contains prana, but prana, the true pranayama that I will teach is more enriched than you can get in the yoga tradition of Patanjali. I will also teach the real prana and then also relate prana to pranava, which is the sound om. To prana is the life force, which is not oxygen, and that rises from the muladhara, which is the base chakra or the root chakra, and then from there it directly goes through the spinal column and then goes into the third eye. And when that goes into the third eye opens, and from there it goes to the, you know, to the crown chakra. So you can close your eyes and then imagine you that happening. Even within, just imagine a ray of light, which is prana, and goes into, goes through the chakras in the spine and then goes into the third eye, which is in between the two eyebrows, right in the brain, and then goes up and then fills the entire brain. And then that's it. You can see how it works within a few seconds. The truth is, even if you do it, in the shortest period of time, the highest will be the experience. If you can do this like in a time that they usually in yoga they say, the time taken to do this is just with the time taken to pierce a rose petal with a needle. I would say it in modern times in femtoseconds, which is a quarter length of a second. This is the concept. So you will deeply about these things. Just simply not theory, it's not an academic course. It is in certain sense because an academician as well as a mystic. So to me, both of them are important, you know. Both, you have to understand it well and you have to experience it well. And also you have to do it in a way that you can say, yes, you got something, yes. Even if you are walking, you can do this, raise the kundalini. The pranayama is also a kundalini yoga too. And that is more important. Then there are the most important part of these eight steps, which is dharana, dhyana, samadhi, and samyama. And these are the most important steps, you know, which probably will take forever to learn. But there are, you know, you who knows, some of you are more evolved than anyone else, okay? And that's why you are here. So it is an opportunity on this day that you will connect with the divine, you know. And meditation, for instance, usually they say meditation is dhyana. But then they, which is one of the steps of the Patanjali's yoga. Dhyana means it's a very, very deep experience. And then you have to understand a lot of concepts. Tatra in explaining dhyana, you have to go to dharana first. Dharana, dhyana, and samadhi, and then samyama. These are the steps where you can go and develop the super mind. Dharana is concentrations, you know, completely focusing your attention on desa bandha chittasya dharana, that is Sattva Patanjali's yoga sutra. So the beauty of it is I will teach this using Patanjali's own words in Sanskrit that makes the difference. Because even in yoga, when we use the word yoga as a, you know, blanket term for anything and everything, which has to do with spiritual practice. But Patanjali will say very clearly, chitta vritti nirodha. You have to stop the mind. And it happens just if you, only when you say the sound chit. This is the first sutra of Patanjali. Chit. Even you can press, even close your eyes and say to yourself, chit. And hold your breath. The mind will stop. Vrit. Chit. Vrit. Nirodha. Chit. You know. So it's very important to use Sanskrit and not skip it. And not you can translate it and somewhat understand it, but the truth remains, the secret remains in using the word chit and then understand it in relation to chitta and siddha. All these are very important. So I will not go deep into it because our time is limited. There is a question and answer time too. So you know, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi is often taught as a Siddhi program in the TM movement, and I'm going to do it in Sanskrit, using the Sanskrit words and what they mean. And that is going to be the one, and so I think it's already time is exceeding, so I will some questions. Can you ask the questions?
Yes, Babaji. So there are 8 steps, as you mentioned. How can you, or is it possible to teach all of them in 1 or 2 sessions?
No, it's impossible. But what I will do is I will give the gist of it. And that's why I'm going to already told you, I'm going to skip the do's and don'ts, which is don't steal, don't speak lies, and all these things are codes of moral conduct. So I will, asanas I won't teach, you know. And then dharana, dhyan, samadhi, they are important. That's just one meditation. I will put them into one meditation because it ultimately, the last step that is important. And that I will compress all the other into the last step, which is samyama.
Perfect. Is it true that the mantra only works when received from a guru?
Well, I will answer this question from the Swami Rama. In his book, the Himalayan Masters. So it's called the B mantra. There is a chapter in that book called B. A guru taught the student you can go on the, there is a honeycomb there, and then you use this bee mantra, the mantra that then the bees won't sting, you know, sting you, and then you will be safe, and then you can reach out to the honeycomb, you know. So he did it, and then he came down, and then he taught it to someone else. And that guy received the mantra, and then and he climbed the tree, and then he was trying to take the honeycomb, and then but he was stung by these bees. Yes, it is. That is, the story tells everything. Then there are not many enough gurus, so what can you do? If the guru appoints somebody and then blesses someone, you go teach, then that's enough. Okay, this, you need the blessings of the guru. The blessings of the guru is everything. Without the guru, nothing happens. This is the ultimate naked truth. Okay, so it is better to be in the presence of the guru itself is so transforming. You have the next question.
Yes, speaking of the guru, what is the importance of the full moon of the guru?
It is. Say that again.
What is the importance of the full moon of the guru?
The full moon of the guru, I think I answered it already, but I will still explain it once again. It is an important day because all the gurus descend on this full moon day for their to recharge themselves with the power that is available on the earth plane, you know, and then they go and sit, visit several temples and samadhis of saints, and also have satsang, which is, you know, conversations between themselves on this day. So that is why this is a full moon day is so important, because of the power of the moon. And moon is responsible for giving you enlightenment, okay? And that rays of light that comes to the earth plane from the moon on this day is very, very powerful to activate your kundalini. And that is why this Guru Purnima, the full moon of the guru, is so important. Okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, so I look forward to meeting you again and on this Guru Purnima Day programs. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Pillai. So I'll tell everyone a little bit about the logistics around this event. It is the first time in 5 years that Dr. Pillai is hosting a live in-person event, and we invite everyone to come. So let me tell you a little bit about the dates and location and logistics. First of all, it is the weekend of July 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's Friday through Sunday. I'm going to share my screen so that I can show you everything that you need to know for this, to prepare for and to join Dr. Pillai. As you heard, it is the most important day for you to be in the presence of the guru. It's July 18th through the 21st. On the 18th, it's online for everyone. And then on the 19th, we'll be taking a temple visit with Dr. Pillai for the people who are joining in person. Then on the 20th and 21st, we'll be in seminar. There are some important dates to review here. If you're interested in joining, there's an early enrollment that ends on June 15th. And there's a very special hotel rate that we've secured that expires on June 19th. So as you can see, We have here the various ways you can join. So let me get down to that area. As Dr. Blythe talked about, he'll be discussing the eight supermind techniques of Patanjali and reducing those down. He'll also be talking about he'll also be talking about the eight city powers and the eight forms of Lakshmi. The next two events that he's hosting, we'll talk more about those topics. So on the 18th, it's Guru Pradosham. It is the day when the 13th moon falls on Thursday. Very auspicious. And Dr. Pillai will be hosting a karma removal session. Then, as I mentioned, on the 19th, we'll be going to a local temple with Dr. Pillai. These timings are a little off. It's 6:30 p.m. So if you're arranging for flights, the location is in the Washington, D.C. area, and you'll want to have arrived and be ready to be at a local temple by 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And this is only for the folks who are joining in person. And then on Saturday, we have sessions all day. So we're starting the morning session with Dr. Pillai. He'll teach the supermind techniques. We have two sessions in the afternoon with master teachers Padma and Ganeshima, who will give us more teachings around Patanjali, as well as experiential immersion. And then Dr. Pillai will teach us in the evening about the eight Lakshmis, and that's the evening of the full moon. It's very auspicious. And then the final session with Dr. Pillai will be on the eight city powers. And in India, we'll have rituals being performed on your behalf during this very auspicious time. So if you are interested in joining in person, then what you'll need to know is that you will receive the link to the hotel as well as location of the event, location of the temple after you register. It'll be held in the Washington, D.C. area. And the airport is Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S, if you want to look at flights. Transportation, accommodations, meals are not included in the registration fee. So in person, here are your options. You can join just the session with Dr. Pillai in the evening of the Guru Purnima, or you can join the entire weekend, or you can join the entire weekend plus remedies done for you in India. And the early enrollment ends on June 15th, very important date. If you're joining us virtually, which we hope that you are able to, if you're not able to come in person, then there's two options, the full retreat online or the retreat online plus remedies. Again, early enrollment ending. Or if you want to join single sessions of any of the sessions, that is also available here. Okay, so I will take questions, so be sure to post them in chat. Let me move on to something else I'd like to show you. Now, for those of you who are interested in knowing all the ways to participate in Guru Purnima this year, the complimentary as well as the registered events with Dr. Pillai, there's the three events that you're on the first one. And the next two will be happening over the next 3 weeks. This is the retreat itself that you can register for. Here's the live complimentary events with Dr. Pillai that you're in. So we have this week, next week, we skip a week and we come back on June 23rd. And that's all the live events. I did a kind of a preparatory Q&A session that can be watched as well for more details. And then we have these fun guru group days that will have several of Pillai Center teachers talking about the power of Dr. Pillai, the miracles he's caused in people's lives. So just make sure you join these events and get reminders so that you don't miss. And then if you'd like to prepare by listening to the Mula Mantra, subscribe to the channel, and all that is there. We're also going to be sending you some preparatory information as we move along. And then, of course, once you register for either online or virtually, you'll receive some preparatory support. One of them is that you'll receive a light body course you can get started on if you would like. And these are the big dates. So we just want to remember that, sorry, I'm going to scroll up real quick. The dates are early enrollment, June 15th. The next early enrollment cutoff is June 22nd. And for a special karma removal fire lab, June 30th. Now, if you register by June 15th, you receive all of these things. You'll receive the preparatory guide, the light body course, the karma removal fire lab, if you register by June 15th, plus up to $100 savings off of your registration. So that is a little bit about what we're doing, when we're doing it, and how you can participate. If you have questions, I will take them now. And if not, we'll see you in a week from now. Let's see if there's questions. Will it be free on July 18th? So there's going to be four Thursdays leading up to Guru Pradosham, July 18th, and those are all free. Those will be complimentary on Pillai Center Practice YouTube. The session with Dr. Pillai on July 18th is part of the registered package. So if you register either online or in person, you receive July 18th, with the exception if you just, meaning if you do the premier version where it includes all sessions. However, if you want to do just individual sessions, you're welcome to do that. So I hope that wasn't too confusing. Basically, premier includes all sessions, whether it's online or in person, which means July 18th is included in that. Will you be, and Dr. Pillai will not be coming to India anytime soon that we know of. In fact, we're not sure when, if ever, he'll do another live event. So if you're wanting to see Dr. Pillai, now is the time to do it. No, doc, we do not work with visa processes or anything like that. So that is something that you take care of on your own. Yeah. Any other questions? It looks like that's all the questions for now. All right, so we'll go ahead and conclude. We are so blessed to have Dr. Pillai's attention, the opportunity to see him in person, which is truly rare. We only have so many spots at the hotel, and if you are interested, we do highly encourage you to register as soon as you can in order to secure that spot, as well as the room at the reduced rates. Like I said, those rates are good up until the June 19th or until they're full, and we don't know which will happen first. So really, timing is of the essence if you're looking to join Dr. Pillai for this really once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Thank you for joining. If you have any questions, write to office@pillaicenter.com, and we'll see you next week. Namaste.